Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mind Matters, where I discuss all matters of the mind and where I demonstrate how much mind matters. I am Udo Staatsbuchler. To learn a bit more about me, visit my website http://www.mindmattersonline.info. Mind Matters Online is one word. Actually, I would like you to visit my website, and I urge you to do it, because this show is not live, but it's recorded. When you go to my website, you'll find my email address, and I would love you to email me your comments, what you think about this show, and if you like it or not. I'm not looking only for praise, although I love to hear praise, but I also want to hear what you really think about it. Ask me any questions you like, and I will answer them by email as soon as I possibly can, which usually is within 48 hours. In one of my next shows, I might refer to your questions if they are of general interest. However, without having your explicit permission, I will not mention your name. So please go to my website, http://www.mindmattersonline.info, and make contact with me. I'm going to mention my website a few more times during this program and also at the end of the program. Whatever I'm going to talk about any of my shows, I will not talk about kismet, karma, fate, I will not talk about religion or spirituality, angels, fairies and crystals. I will not talk about the supernatural, but I will talk about your natural innate power, the power that you already possess, that only needs to be awakened. I will show you how to develop it, what you can do with it, and how to do it. Now to my show. In tonight's show, I will talk about something that is very close to my heart. Change the way you think and change your life. I will show that it is our thoughts that determine in what direction our lives go, whether we lead a life scraping the bottom of a barrel, or just drifting along, or leading a meaningful and successful life full of happiness. And it will show you that it is within all of you to lead the kind of life that you really want to live. All it takes is to change the way you think. Do you often wonder why some people seem to have all the success in the world when others stumble from one failure to the next? Do you often wonder why some people find happiness easy to come by and others find it to be very elusive? Do you think that success comes by chance? Do you think that happiness comes by chance? Do you think that some people are born to be successful and happy, and others are born to be unsuccessful and unhappy? Do you think that life owes you success and happiness, or do you believe you have to work for it? Whatever your answers to these questions are, fact is that it is within your control to be successful and happy, or to be unsuccessful and unhappy. No one is born to be unsuccessful or unhappy. No one is born to be successful and happy either. Most certainly, it is also not a matter of chance or a matter of being lucky. We grow up learning to become either successful or unsuccessful, or happy, or unhappy. So, what happened and how did it happen? Certainly, we inherit some personality traits from our parents, but I do not believe that this is the all-deciding aspect. Certainly, our background plays a role, the way we have been brought up, the influence our parents or other primary caregivers had on us, and what our teachers and other persons told us who had some kind of influence over us. In other words, we acquired by copying and learning what they taught us. I believe that this is much more important for the development of our personality than what we inherited from our parents. What has this, our personality, to do with being successful and happy? Everything. It has everything to do with it. Just imagine a child growing up in very unfortunate circumstances, in a poor family, to parents with very little educational skills, parents who have also to struggle to make ends meet, parents who are under enormous stress all the time, with very little time to focus on their children's needs and wants, parents who cannot demonstrate love to their children and who perhaps see them as a burden rather than as joy. It is fair to assume that in this kind of family, the circumstances surrounding the family are also not fortunate. The extended family may be living in similar condition. They all may be living in a deprived area with poor schooling, where children are told that they are useless, that they are stupid, that they will never achieve anything in life. I'm sure you know what I'm getting at. What kind of education do these children get and what kind of upbringing? The lack of love and attention, the lack of guidance, the lack of motivation. What kind of emotional impact has this on the children? Of course, they pick up this extreme negativity and it becomes part of their personality. The children will grow up with very low self-confidence, very low self-esteem, with no motivation and, therefore, with no aspirations whatsoever. Can we expect these children to grow up and be well-adjusted, successful and happy adults? Hardly. Of course, the circumstance as I described it is rather extreme. However, it is not the most extreme. Fortunately, most of us grew up in better circumstances, but only a few of us were so lucky to grow up in ideal circumstances, where the parents knew exactly how to bring up their children. Parents who were attentive to their children's wants and needs, parents who demonstrated their love, who stimulated their children's self-confidence and motivated them, parents who themselves were successful, happy and optimistic. In other words, parents who were the opposite of the ones I described earlier. In this ideal circumstance belong also the ideal school, ideal teachers, and all other persons having ideal influence on the child. This ideal condition may have existed for a few of us, but I'm sure not for many. Most of us had positive influences in our lives mixed with negative ones. In many of us, the negative influences were stronger than the positive ones. That's why people like me, psychotherapists or psychologists, can make a decent living. You can, of course, argue that you know somebody or have heard of somebody who came from the worst possible background and who later became extremely successful and very happy indeed. I know, because I've met some of them and I heard of a few more. But I also know that something happened in the lives of all of them. Something that turned things around for them. And this something was not something that happened out of the blue, some stroke of luck or a matter of chance. It was mostly another person that showed them the right way forward and helped them to change. And here we have one of two keywords that are necessary to take control over your life: change. The other keyword is action, and we come to this in a little while. Think about it. What can you change? You can influence people, but you cannot change them. You can influence the world around you, but you cannot change it. You cannot change anything, really, other than yourself. And to do this, you begin with changing the way you think. Without changing the way you think, you cannot change your behavior. Without changing your behavior, you cannot change your life. But once you have changed the way you think, your behavior changes, and the world around you reacts differently to you. This will have tremendous impact on you and can be, and in all likelihood will be, a life-changing experience. Let us have a look at what you can expect when you have changed your behavior. Your self-confidence has increased enormously. Your self-esteem has skyrocketed. You experience motivation like never before. You have aspirations that you never had before. As a result, you are more successful in your personal life, in your love life, your personal relationships, in your social life, in your business or in your chosen career. And because of it, your finances improve and, believe it or not, your health improves dramatically. However, your life does not change only because you change the way you think and you take command over your mind and run your mind rather than let your mind run your life. The great John Kehoe, whose work I admire immensely, wrote, and I quote, "Your mind creates your reality. You can choose to accept this or not. You can be conscious of it and get your mind working for you, or you can ignore it and allow it to work in ways that hinder you and hold you back. But your mind will always and forever be creating your reality." End of quote. I said earlier that there are two keywords: change and action. It all begins with change the way you think, but action is necessary to implement the changes. It is pointless to just change your thinking and then to sit back and wait for the other changes to happen. Do it, and you are in for a very, very, very long wait indeed. Contrary to what some self-styled gurus tell you, the wish alone does not do anything for you, nor does hoping for the best. You can stick posters of your favorite sports car all over your house, and you can look at it as often as you like, hoping and wishing that you will once own it, desiring it from the bottom of your heart. Forget it. There won't be a higher power that drops that car onto your drive. It is simply not going to happen. You will never own that car without taking specific action. The same applies to whatever other desires you may have. A perfect love relationship, great social life, being a leader rather than a follower, or whatever else you wish for. One of my most favorite saying is that there are three groups of people. The first group makes things happen, the second one lets things happen, and the third one wonders what's happening. You want to belong to the first group, the group that makes things happen, which means taking action. Before I continue, let me repeat once more my website, where you will find my email address to send written comments, wishes or questions. It is http://www.mindmattersonline.info. Mind Matters Online is one word. Let us continue. Change is the first of two keywords that we use. Change the way you think in order to change your behavior. It stands to reason that you need to change your behavior in order to get different, better results than before. Your actions are determined by your behavior, and if you do not change your behavior, you cannot expect a different outcome of your actions. And, as I said earlier, you cannot change your behavior if you do not change the way you think and if you do not change your thought processes. But it is easier said than done to change the way you think, isn't it? After all, you were programmed to think and act in certain ways, and you accepted this program, and now it is well embedded in your brain. Now all of a sudden you want to change the program from one day to the next? That's impossible, isn't it? Yes, my friends, it is. It just doesn't work from one day to the next, but it is still doable over time. And it takes practice, practice, and guess what? Some more practice. In the beginning, you will find it very difficult. But as you go along, the going is getting easier and easier. Until one day you will realize that you have made it. It will kind of creep up on you. The process of change has come to an end, and you have reprogrammed yourself. You have reprogrammed yourself for success. But it's not only then that you begin to experience success. Soon after the change process has begun, you will experience changes in, firstly, in your behavior, and secondly, in the actions that you take as a consequence of your changed behavior. Sometimes some of your actions may still not end as successful as you want them to be. This is largely due to you being still doubtful about the whole thing, and more so, you are even more doubtful about yourself and your ability to make success happen. Don't give up, hang in there, and continue working on change. Soon you will reap rewards, slowly first with a few ups and downs, but gradually the rewards, the successes, will increase, and you will no longer hope, but you will know full well that you are on the right track. You have implemented the new program and you are well underway. Here I'm going to repeat my website for those of you who want to find out a bit more about me and who want to ask questions or who want to comment on this show. The address is http://www.mindmattersonline.info. Mind Matters Online is one word. Let us go back to our starting point. How do you begin reprogramming yourself and changing the way you think? We call this reframing or meaning changing. What does it mean? I give you a few examples. The male boss tells his female secretary that she is very pretty and a joy to look at. What does it mean? Now, for some ladies with rather feminist views, it could mean a sexist statement or even sexual harassment. Others may think, is this in lieu of the raise in salary that I expected? Others again may think, what a very nice thing to say. And others may say, yeah, yeah, I've heard that one before. There can be a few more meanings that you could dream up. But the fact is that we just don't know what the boss really meant. Only he knows, and he did not clarify his statement. Another fact is that we can give the statement any meaning that we want. And yet another fact is also that we will give it the meaning we were programmed to give. Broadly speaking, people who are pessimists with a very negative outlook on life will give it a negative meaning, and people who are optimists with a very positive outlook on life will give it a neutral or even positive meaning. Another example is the man in a shop who is holding a gun and another one, the cashier, handing over cash to him. Is it robbery in progress? Or is the gun a toy gun and the one sells it to the other one for cash? Or are both men members of a theatrical society practicing for tonight's opening show. Again, we just do not know. It could be any of these possibilities or something completely different. We have no more information other than what we see in this moment. Imagine, at a party you see a person looking at you and at the same time whispering something to the person next to him. What are they talking about? Are they smearing you behind your back? Are they saying wonderful things about you? Are they not talking about you at all? And the one looked at you for no reason at all. How do you know? Well, you just don't. You will instantaneously give it the reason you are programmed to give. And you will assume that this is the right reason. But is it really? You don't know. The problem is that your reactions are based on the reasons you give what you saw or experienced. Your own personal interpretation of what you saw. The female secretary might scream sexual harassment and take her boss to court, and all he had in mind was to compliment her, to be nice to her. Seeing what you interpreted as a robbery makes you scream for help at the top of your voice, but by doing so, you will give the two elderly actors the fright of their lives, so much so that one of them has a heart attack. At that party, you will walk up to the one who did the whispering and smack him on his nose. But all he did was to comment on your friendly face. This is where reframing or meaning changing comes in. You begin your reframe or your meaning change by saying to yourself, stop, step back, think. This is to immediately take control over your feelings that will lead to actions that may not be appropriate. You stop the program that is running you. You emotionally step back from what you see. And you think what else it could mean. You have, in fact, two choices. One is to choose a meaning that is negative for you, or another one that is positive for you. That's really it. All you need to do is to think about that. What meaning is helpful for me? Yes, for you, only you. Put yourself center stage. You are the main character. What serves you best. And then you make your decision not based on your immediate feelings that might be wrong, but based on clear and logical thinking. Here I'm going to repeat my website for those of you who have only now found pencil and paper and who want to find out a bit more about me and who want to ask questions in writing, and those of you who want to comment on this show or give me suggestions for future shows. And I urge you again to do so. My website is http://www.mindmattersonline.info. Mind Matters Online is one word. I need to sidetrack from our main theme for a bit. Many of you would say that it was selfish to establish yourself on center stage, being the main character, and to look after someone else's interest would be the right thing to do. I happen to disagree. I differentiate, however, between bad selfishness and good selfishness. Good selfishness is the one in my example where you place yourself center stage and you are the main character. I have had clients in my practice who devoted their lives to their respective families. Usually they were women, but occasionally also men. They put themselves so far into the background in the family that they become almost invisible. They were just there to wait and to serve on the other family members. Even their own health became unimportant, as long as they could do everything to keep the families healthy. Their own happiness was unimportant, as long as they could do everything to keep the families happy. Does it sound familiar to you? Are you one of them? If not, I'm sure you know or have heard of individuals who performed their what they thought to be their duties in such ways. Typically, this kind of behavior ends in physical illness or in some form of mental breakdown. And then what? The poor individual can no longer look after the family's interest. The family have to fend for themselves. Oftentimes, they will hold this against the individual who no longer could perform his or her duties. The poor soul will feel inadequate, and they see themselves as failures and being useless. In case of a physical illness, they may end in hospital. In case of a mental breakdown, if they are lucky, they will find themselves on a psychotherapist's couch. All this could have been avoided if the person concerned had looked after themselves first and foremost. I say, look after your own health and happiness first, which makes you much more efficient in looking then after your family's well-being. If you don't, you set yourself up for potential big problems in future. Now, back to reframing or meaning changing. Using the stop, step back, think tool, you now have found the meaning that is the right one for you, a meaning that suits you best, a meaning that might require an action on your part that will lead to a positive outcome for you. You might say that this stop, step back, think takes time, too much time for you to react in any which way. No, it doesn't. If you practice meaning change and practice it and practice it, and then practice it some more, not only when you need to do so, but train your brain in times when it is not required, so that your brain can react almost instantaneously as soon as this is required. Dream up situations similar to the ones I gave you and find a variety of new meanings. Think about the consequences of each change and the resulting action. Change the meaning of any occurrence in your daily life, any event. Turn good ones into bad ones, but change them back quickly before you get depressed. Turn bad ones into good ones and experience how your feelings change by doing so. This is quite an important aspect of meaning change, your feelings. But before I embark on another little detour, let me repeat my website for those of you who tuned in late and who do not know that I'm looking forward to hear from you. Go to my website where you can find my email address and let me know what you think about this program, what you would want to hear, or to ask me any questions you like. I always answer questions as soon as I can, which is most likely within 48 hours. And my website is http://www.mindmattersonline.info. Mind Matters Online is one word. Now back to what I started to talk about, the importance of meaning change for our feelings. First, how are feelings generated? Well, they have a lot to do with how we were brought up, our background in general, our bad and our good experiences, and of course also personality traits that we inherited from our parents, or more importantly, what we copied from them. All this combined determines how we view the world around us and how we react emotionally to what we see or smell and hear. There's of course much more to feelings and how they are generated, but it is not really relevant to what we are talking about here. I have said earlier that our feelings determine our actions. That is, if we do not employ our stop, step back, think program. This explains also the importance of employing the program and then to change the meaning of the event or the experience that we feel is negative for us. Because clearly, if you act on your initial feeling instinctively, you would often make serious mistakes that may lead to consequences that you did not want to occur. Another benefit to meaning change. For example, most of us experienced something in the past that made us very, very angry. Whenever we think about it, we get angry again. And we can get so worked up about it that we can get really mad and want to smash something or worse, somebody. Imagine that this anger was directed to a person who did something to you that was hurtful in some way for you. Very hurtful. Imagine that this was many years ago. Still, whenever you remember this occasion, you get angry and you work yourself up into a rage. I'm sure that many of you who listen to me know exactly what I'm talking about. What happens when you're angry? Anger is stressful, and you will experience all the physical symptoms that really you don't want to experience. Typical stress symptoms. Anger is bad for you. It makes you ill. Anger is bad for you because you cannot hide it from people close to you. And then they pick up on it and react to you in ways you don't want them to react. Anger kind of eats you from the inside, as a client of mine once explained his feeling. And what happens to the person who made you so angry? Nothing. Nothing. They don't even know that you are angry right now. Perhaps they don't even remember what they did to you. Perhaps they didn't even want to hurt you. And right now, when you are raving mad, they are happily going about their business without a care in the world. So, what's the point of you being angry? There's no good reason for it at all. So, stop, step back, think. Change the meaning of whatever happened way back when. Get rid of your anger and be happy. Now let me again repeat my web address for those of you who want to find out a bit more about me and who want to ask questions in writing, and those of you who want to comment on this show or give me suggestions for future shows. The address is http://www.mindmattersonline.info. Mind Matters Online is one word. Let us continue with our theme. What's the benefit of having gotten rid of your anger? Well, first and foremost, you feel better, much better. You have solved an issue that so far had been unresolved and had caused you permanent anger or hurt or disappointment. In other words, stress. Now this issue is gone, and it's gone for good. You are free of it. Your anger is gone and is replaced with contentment or with satisfaction. Both contentment and satisfaction are prerequisites for happiness. How will the people close to you react to your display of contentment rather than anger? Of course they will pick up on it, and they will react differently to you than they did before when you displayed anger. This will trigger a kind of circular action. They react to your contentment with pleasure, and you will react positively to what they display, which in turn will stimulate their well-being, and you will pick up on it and feel good again. And so it goes and goes on and on and on. I have said that change is prerequisite to action. But now your action is guided by clear and logical thinking rather than by an emotional knee-jerk reaction. You also are clear in your mind that no higher power will drop the car of your dreams onto your drive, puts Wonder Woman or Wonder Man into your arms, fills your bank account with heaps of money, and out of the blue creates a wonderful circle of friends around you. Your logic tells you that you have to do or to create all of it yourself. Some of you might find this thought discouraging and disappointing. And some of you will turn the backs on me now because I shattered their dreams. Well, their illusions really, or should I say, delusions. To those of you who feel that way, I can only say I pity you if you now turn your back on me. I suggest you do something much more powerful, something that puts you into a much more resourceful state of mind. Change the way you think. And then, consequently, take all the actions that will lead you to becoming successful at whatever you want to be successful. That sounds rather easy, doesn't it? So easy that everyone can have a go at it and will succeed. Can this be? Basically, yes, it can be. There is, naturally, a but. This but means that you need to put certain things into place that are essential to change the way you think. First and foremost, you need to boost your self-confidence to the highest level possible. Why? Because you want to create your confidence in yourself, the strong belief, or even better, the knowledge that you can make change happen. There are tools that we have that can boost your self-confidence to dizzying heights within a matter of 2 or 3 weeks. Provided, of course, that you use these tools. Affirmations, visualizations, use of language are some of the tools in this toolbox. Secondly, you want to have a clear picture of yourself and what kind of change or changes you want. Thirdly, you want to have a clear picture of what kind of difference these changes will make to you. Include in this picture also your family or other people who matter most to you, and what kind of difference your change will make to them. For example, if your desired change is a substantial promotion in your place of work or to start a business, imagine exactly what kind of promotion or what kind of business it will be. Once you have done this, see yourself in your new position or in your highly successful business and see quite clearly whatever is associated with it. The people involved, your new status, the new car that you're driving, whatever. Hear the praise the people around you have for you, how they admire you for your success. Okay, some might even envy you, but that's okay too. Look at your family, how proud they are of you, and most importantly, feel how wonderful it is to have achieved what you had set out to achieve. Feel it. And put some more intensity into your feeling, and some more still. Indulge in this feeling. Feel today how you're going to feel once it all has happened for you. Using my method, you should be able to boost your self-confidence to an all-time high within maximum 3 weeks. This is a process, of course, which means that from the first few days, you will experience a gradual incline of your self-confidence and you will reap the benefits, the first benefits, very soon. During this time, you also practice the imagery of what you want to gain from your changed thinking processes. Do it every day at least once in a much focused way, concentrating on what you see, hear, and most importantly, feel. At the same time, you are changing your vocabulary from negative to positive. There are many ways to do it, but let me give you just one example. The very important part of not to shy away from negative outcomes, but go toward the positive outcomes. For example, I am not falling ill means to shy away from a negative outcome. I am staying healthy is going toward a positive outcome. In both instances, you mean the same, but just say both statements aloud to yourself, and you will notice that they create quite different energies in yourself. To change the meanings of things that happen to you or around you is another very important tool that you want to master. Whenever something negative happens to you or you see something negative happening somewhere around you, turn it into something positive, or at least see the proverbial silver lining in the dark cloud. Pessimism and negativity are mindsets that do not induce positive life change. Use your newly acquired high level of self-confidence, as well as your changed vocabulary and your ability to change meaning, to become optimistic and positive. Think about it. If you have no self-confidence, you would say right from the beginning, I cannot do this. I cannot concentrate enough. I'm too uneducated. Others can, but I? No, never. Or similar excuses. If you're a pessimist with a very negative outlook on life, you would say, yeah, I've tried things before, but I failed, and I feel fail again. I cannot change because I'm too old. People cannot change. They're born the way they are, or words to the same effect. There are a few more things to be done, but for the time being, let us leave it like that. Once you have attained your very high level of confidence and you have installed in your mind a picture of what you want to happen to you, and you have changed your language patterns from negative to positive, and you have acquired a positive outlook on life, you can now take the next step towards your goal. This, however, you should only do once you have changed the way you think. Because, as I said before, without changing the way you think, your behavior doesn't change either. And without behavioral change, your life circumstances will not change either. Without change of thought, no change of behavior. Without change of behavior, everything stays the same as before. You will be still sitting and waiting for your luck to change, for things to be different. You will dream, daydream even, of how things could be. And you will wish for your dream to come true. And you will sit and wait and wish. And sit and wait and wish. And sit and wait and wish over and over again every day. You sit, you wait, you wish, and nothing is going to happen, ever. But change the way you think, and then put your strategy into place on what exactly you want to change, and the tactic of how you're going to do it. You have painted your mind picture already of what you want, so you know perfectly well, to the finest detail, what it is. With this thought, I leave you for today. Please go to my website, http://www.mindmattersonline.info. Mind Matters Online is one word. Find my email address and let me know what you think about this program and ask me any questions that you like to ask. Your opinion is very important to me. I will get an idea what your opinions are and what your issues are, and I will react accordingly. Until next week, same day, same time, I wish you successful and happy days.